Welcome, welcome, welcome into Prep Sports Weekly Replay. My name is Eric Bookinger, and what a show we have for you this week. We're talking about high school football tonight as we get back here on Friday night recording this. We'll also meet with our team of the week, Clintonville Cheerleading, and it'll also give you guys a little playoff update. We've got some playoff teams that have started, some that's already out, so that's what we'll get to here in a little bit. This is podcast number 55, is bringing us to you every single week as part of our sports coverage from New London Hortonville Press Star and the Clintonville Tribune Gazette. You can find this podcast on newlondonpressstar.com, clintonvilletribunegazette.com, or you can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Go ahead and subscribe to Prep Sports Weekly Replay on any of your podcast apps. It'll go straight to your phone on Friday night and shared through social media every Saturday morning. This week's show, as it always is brought to you by Klein Automotive Clintonville. It's really, really real. Third-party Keller Blue Book trade evaluation tells you how much your vehicle is worth. So sleep easy. You know you're getting what you deserve. See their expanded inventory at KleinAuto.com. Klein, real people, real value. And we will start with a playoff update for Hortonville. A few teams have began their postseason, and Hortonville Girls Golf did that on Wednesday, ere they competed in the De Pere Regional. They finished in sixth place, and the top four teams advanced to sectionals, so unfortunately the Polar Bears season is over. Individually, Ava Downey for Hortonville, she came two strokes away from advancing to sectionals as an individual, but she shot a 110 for 20th place at the regional. Emily Schmidt finished 23rd with a final score of 112, so just a few strokes away from her as well. And Regan Stern finished 30th with a final score of 120. Hunter Hiddle, I believe is how you say it, she shot a 130 to finish 34th. And Kate Downey, she shot a 136 for a 39th place finish as the Polar Bears girls' golf season has ended. And next we'll talk some girls' tennis, where New London and Clintonville are beginning their sub-sectionals on Monday morning. New London will be playing at Fox City's Racquet Club Monday morning at 9 a.m. That's in Appleton. And the Truckers will be at, let's see where the Truckers at. Truckers will be competing again, or at Lakeland Union, so that's in Minocqua. That is where the Truckers will begin their sub-sectionals. And if they win that, they move on to sectionals. New London will be at Kohler, and Clintonville will be at Baldwin Woodville if they advance past sub-sectionals. Let's talk some football. We'll start in New London, where the Bulldogs won their homecoming and also their senior night game against Green Bay West on Friday night. The Bulldogs won 42-0. The Bulldogs went at halftime, leading 42-0, and no one scored after halftime with a running clock. And it was a quick second half, but the Bulldogs' big win. Some takeaways: the Bulldogs they had, I think it was seven turnovers in the game. Logan Losey had two touchdowns on defense. He had a 34-yard interception return and a 55-yard fumble return for a touchdown late in the first half, actually. And we'll talk to him in a little bit. Also, Justin Woolrobb, he had two touchdowns from a few yards out, and Brady Rogers had a 4-yard touchdown pass or reception from Miles Parker, and Vincent Winkler had a 3-yard touchdown run for the Bulldogs as well. Some stats: Justin Woolrobbie, he started the game at running back because Mikhail Harn was sitting out after being ejected from last week's game against Xavier for two unsportsmanlike conduct penalties. Justin Woolrobbie had 10 carries for 145 yards. Brady Rogers had 4 receptions for 67 yards, and Miles Parker completed 7 of his 8 passes for 120 yards as the Bulldogs improved to 5-2 on the season. And with that victory, the Bulldogs are now playoff eligible. It's not guaranteed to make the playoffs, but is very likely they would. But another win for the Bulldogs in the next few weeks would guarantee the Bulldogs a spot in the WIA playoffs for the second year in a row. But after the game, I talked with New London's head coach, Mark Marsh.
We came out and said we want to get a good win, want to send our seniors off for their regular season finale here, get a win, and come out healthy, and I think we're able to do that.
Obviously, another game with a bunch of turnovers, kind of the key to that for you guys.
Yeah, again, being ball hawks, our secondary is pretty tough, so that's for our picks there. And anytime they see that ball on the ground, they're going to try to score and go grab that thing. So it's just that mentality on defense of we want the ball back, and that's what our guys do.
And Logan Losey brings back 2 touchdowns. What do you think of his performance tonight?
Logan's really come on here the last few weeks. We challenged him early on and said he needed to step up his game, and you know, it could have gone two ways, and he definitely rose to the challenge and got a fumble recovery and a pick tonight. He's created some turnovers in the last few weeks as well, so he's doing a great job back there in our secondary.
Who are some other players you kind of thought stepped up here tonight?
I think our O-line did a nice job executing our scheme that we wanted to. Miles threw the ball nice. Brady made a nice catch first play of the night. You know, Justin came in at tailback, ran the ball very well. So there's a lot of guys that came up. Defensively, it's just our unit overall. Our guys really stuffed him and limited first downs, got the ball back to our offense. So hats off to them.
Is you guys playoff eligible? How's your feel to get that back to that?
You know, we just told the guys right there what the term is, eligible. But, you know, it's not guaranteed yet. So we got work to do. We'll enjoy this one for the weekend. I gave them another 24 hours to enjoy it because it's homecoming weekend. And then Monday we get to work on Seymour.
And how does it feel to leave with the win here on senior night and homecoming?
That's what you want to do. You want to send those guys out. You always want to, you know, you try to win every game, obviously, but senior night and making it homecoming makes it extra special. So you always want to send those guys out the right way, and I think we did that tonight.
Anything else you want to add?
That's all. Just thank you to the community, I guess. There's a lot of people that are following behind us or rallying and coming out. The crowd tonight was phenomenal, so it's good to see, and keep them coming. We want to play some more football in front of them.
And last thing, you nervous about the Brewers?
I'm nervous about the Brewers. I feel better today after the Cubs won, so no, it's good for the Brewers. I read an article. I usually don't read about the Brewers too much. I just check the standings, and I read that article by Yelich that he wrote. So he gets my vote for MVP, and that's a Cub fan saying that. So he's a pretty classy dude. I like him now.
Awesome. Thank you.
Brewers are on a roll, just one game back, and since he's a Cubs fan, I thought I'd ask Mark Marsh about that. And we will see what happens the rest of the weekend. Big, big series for the Brewers coming up, and hopefully the Cubs will start losing a game. But next, let's talk with Logan Losey. He had two touchdowns on defense, and here's my interview with him.
It's homecoming. We wanted to come out here and make a statement, and we did that. Now we got to have fun at the dance. That's what it's all about, football game, have fun, all that.
Fantastic. Obviously, two touchdowns today. Take it to those two plays.
Our goal defensively was to have a shutout, and through the first half, we had one first down given up, which was one too many. And our team goal was when we get the hands on our ball on defense, we're going to score. We're not letting the offense do much. We're just going to do it ourselves.
Yeah, makes sense.
So that was our goal.
You ever had anything like that with two defensive touchdowns?
Never on defense. Haven't played offense much, but defense is more fun, I think.
Yeah.
And I've had a few picks, JV freshman level, but never on varsity, so it's a pretty special game.
Obviously, you guys are playoff eligible, probably going to make it in, but your thoughts on that?
The what?
Obviously, you guys being playoff eligible.
Oh, it's huge, especially for this town. I mean, we went 10 years without having it, and last year we had it, and now we're back. We just got to get one more to be in, and we got Seymour next week, which is we're hoping to become eligible next week.
Yeah. And then how's it feel to leave senior night and homecoming with a win?
It's tough. It's tough looking around here thinking it might be our last game, but we got to go make a statement next week and against Shawano the week after that. We have another game here, and that's what we're all hoping for.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add?
Go Bulldogs.
Again, with the win, the Bulldogs are playoff eligible. Not guaranteed a spot, but if they win one of their last two games in the next few weeks on the road, they will be guaranteed a spot. But very good chance that the Bulldogs will be headed to the playoffs for the second year in a row. But next, we will head to Clintonville, where the Truckers had their final home game of the season as well. The Truckers lost to Luxembourg Casco 57-0. As Clintonville's record dropped to 0-7 on the season. Some rushing stats. Bailey Tate for Clintonville, he had 18 carries for 48 yards. Passing, Sean Finger was 3 for 18 for 39 yards with one interception. And receiving, Bailey Tate led the way with one catch for 37 yards. And obviously, tough loss for the Truckers as they dropped to 0-7 on the season, but they do have two games the rest of the way. The last two games are against O'Connell Falls. And against O'Connell Falls and Green Bay West, the team we just saw tonight. And the Truckers will more than likely be very competitive in those games. So hopefully the Truckers can finish their season out on a high note. And the last year, it kind of the same thing where they started 0-7, but won their last two games as well. So hopefully the Truckers can get a few wins this season, but we will see how that plays out. But But next we'll head to Hortonville, where the Polar Bears lost to Neenah 31-25. The Polar Bears did have a 25-21 lead at the end of the third quarter, but obviously Neenah scores 10 points in the final quarter to beat the Polar Bears. And let's look at some stats here. Max Muthig, he came in and he started. Max Muthig threw, finished 3-for-10 passing with 3 interceptions and a touchdown, 76 yards passing. Kyle Allen completed 11 of 21 passes for 134 yards, 1 touchdown, and no interceptions. Jose Concepcion, he was limited quite a bit tonight. He had 29 carries for 56 yards, and obviously receiving. Josh Kesey, another big night. He had 11 catches for 182 yards and 3 touchdowns. That's a pretty incredible game. The Hortonville, they got on the board first on a 55-yard touchdown from Muthig to Josh Kesey to put the Polar Bears up 6-0. 2-point conversion was no good. Neenah scored 3 consecutive touchdowns to take a 21-6 lead. Then Kyle Allen found Josh Kesey for an 11-yard score to cut to 21-12. Extra point was no good there, but the Polar Bears scored 2 more touchdowns in a row in the third quarter. Jose Concepcion, actually, he threw a pass to Josh Kesey, apparently, for 27 yards. Interesting. That gave the Polar Bears they were trailing 21-18 at the time. Missed extra points. And then in the third quarter, the Polar Bears went up 25-21 with a fumble recovery from Chase Hughes. He picked up the ball and went 17 yards for the touchdown, put the Polar Bears up by 4. But a touchdown and a field goal late gave the Rockets the victory over the Polar Bears. Polar Bears still looking for that last win. Their next win will put them playoff eligible. So if they win one of their next two games, they'll be playoff eligible. If they win them both, the Polar Bears would guarantee themselves a spot in the WIAA playoffs. And we'll close out this week's show with our team of the week. It's Clintonville Cheerleading. It's their first year of having a team for a while, but they are back, and they are cheering at the football game on Friday night, I would imagine. I've seen them a few times this year at Clintonville games, but I met with them earlier this week. And here is Clintonville Cheerleading as our team of the week.
And we're here with Clintonville Cheerleading as our team of the week, where we ask 5 athletes 5 questions. We start with Neely Gerlinger. What's your biggest fear?
Death.
Okay. me as well. What is your favorite musician? What do you like to listen to?
I like K-pop and BTS. And I just like a lot of K-pop groups. BTS, NCT, and Stray Kids are my favorite.
You guys obviously just had homecoming week. Who was the best dancer on the team?
Me, of course.
Favorite teacher at Clintonville High School?
Mr. Schmeichel.
Why is he your favorite?
Because he's like a second dad to me.
And then plans after high school, what do you want to do?
I want to become a creative author, so write some novels and stuff.
Next up here with Brianna Malik, bucket list item, what's one thing you want to do before you die?
Have a boyfriend.
best of luck. What is your favorite song?
I write Sins Not Tragedies.
And who sings that?
Panic at the Disco.
Awesome. What do you enjoy most of being the Clintonville cheerleading team?
Just dancing in general.
Who is your favorite teacher at Clintonville High School?
Mr. Heyer.
Why is he your favorite?
He's funny.
And what do you want to do after high school? Do you know what you're going to do yet?
Nursing.
Do you have any idea what school you're going to?
No.
Next up, we're here with Paige Dunleavy. What was the best part of homecoming last week?
Probably just seeing everyone as a grade and school come together and celebrate our school.
What is your favorite TV show?
Oh, goodness.
Or movie, whichever one you want.
I watch too many. My favorite TV show has to be Friends.
What's something we should know about your coaches and can say quietly so she doesn't hear you?
She always pushes us to be the best person that we can be, and even when we feel like we aren't as good as we think we are, she always is there to pep us up and make us feel good about ourselves.
Who is your favorite teacher at Clintonville High School?
My favorite teacher has to be Miss Armstrong, because I've just known her the longest, and she always is empowering and happy and always wants the best success for us.
And what do you want to do after high school?
I want to be a cosmetic dermatologist and go to University of California, Los Angeles.
And we finish off with Abby Schreiber. What did you learn at school today?
I learned...
Or did you learn nothing?
I learned nothing.
Okay, fantastic. Good to know. Favorite food, what do you like to eat?
Ooh, definitely strawberries.
Yeah. Who is the funniest teammate on the Clintonville cheerleading team?
Probably Neely.
Why is that?
It's just funny. Always messes around.
Neely, tell me a joke, make me laugh.
I'm not good at jokes, I'm just really sarcastic.
Okay. Let's see, who's your favorite teacher at Clintonville High School?
Mr. Diamond.
Why is he your favorite?
He's always funny and, like, I don't know, he's just a good teacher.
And plans after high school, what do you want to do?
I want to be in the medical field and I want to go to UW-Madison.
Team of the Week is sponsored by Nicolet Coffee, fresh as the Northwoods. Start your day with Nicolet. You can check them out online at nicoletcoffee.com. And I think that'll wrap it up for us this week. You can check us out on our Twitter page. It's at PressStarSports for New London and Hortonville. And for Clintonville at CTG_sports. Also on Instagram at PressStarSports and at CTG.sports. And follow us on Facebook, New London Press Star. And Clintonville Tribune Gazette on Facebook. You can also subscribe to our podcast on any of your podcast apps. As well as subscribe to our newspaper, which you can get a lot of stuff you cannot find anywhere else online or in this podcast. But thank you for listening to another edition of Prep Sports Weekly Replay. Have a fantastic weekend. My name is Eric Bookinger, and I will talk to you next week.